Good evening, or morning, or I don't fucking know when you're gonna listen to this. It's your girl, Frantic Tumble, back at it again. And it's almost 4 a.m. So what do we do when we can't sleep at 4 a.m? Well, sometimes somebody posts a questionnaire. And sometimes I feel like answering it, so this is one of those times. And here we go. Delphi, this is for you, I guess, and for anyone else who's listening. What's up, dudes? I love how I've gotten so much more casual with answering my questionnaires. Alright, here we go. I've scrolled through the questions. I haven't thought a whole lot about them, but here we go. One for noobs especially, what would you like to be called? I'm not a noob, I guess, but I like to be called Tumble. That's me. It's your girl Tums. At it again. Two, what is your most impressive or go-to party trick? Balancing things on my head. Just anything, really. Usually cups, you know, or books. Yeah, red solo cups are actually like the perfect size for balancing on one's head. So that's a fun little party trick for you. And then I dance around with it and people are like, wow! Because, I mean, just having it on your head is pretty simple, I guess. But, you know, moving around and keeping balance. Impressive, isn't it? Isn't it? I'd think so. Three. What is the first musical artist you remember hearing, or first favorite childhood artists / bands? I don't remember what the first musical artist I remember hearing was. But I listened to... I didn't have any particular childhood artist. Like, one of my earliest memories was dancing to Madonna's Vogue with my mom in the kitchen. And I would stand, and I would dance with her, like, in the kitchen and in the living room. So, listened to a lot of Michael Jackson. I listened to a lot of classical music. So yeah, that. Four. What did you want to be when you grew up? I wanted to be a number of things. I remember in elementary school I wanted to be a scientist. Because I had a really cool experience with one of my elementary school teachers. It was very inspiring in that way. I didn't really know what I wanted to do. Probably what my little mind was thinking was my young elementary school self. Something towards research. Working in a lab. Doing experiments on things. That's what I thought lied ahead for me in my future. Five. Do you have a celebrity doppelganger? No. If you think I look like somebody, let me know, because I would love to hear, but there's really nobody. Six. Favorite smell? I like the smell of lavender. Also, sometimes people have good smells. I like the smell of, like, freshly washed hair. On myself and on other people. It's a very nice smell. Yes. Seven. How did you find GWA? through Literotica, like a lot of people eat. What's your favorite kind of audio? Y'all know already. FRF. Mild FDOM. Comforting. Mild to moderate FDOM. Although I really do like rougher things. Yes. I just like the kind of audios that make me, lose my shit. And if I wasn't planning on playing with myself, I just kind of naturally want to please whoever's doing the audio, the performer. And I find myself, I find myself getting into all sorts of shenanigans because of that. 9. Has GWA taught you anything about yourself? Has it taught me anything about myself? It's taught me that even online, I can be hesitant to jump into social situations. Because GWA is a social, it is a community, and I'm always very hesitant about, you know, injecting myself into different circles. I always feel like I'm intruding. So yeah, even online, that is still a thing that I do. 10. What sorts of qualities draw you to your favorite performers? If you have a nice voice, and if you say things that I'm down with, and if you have decent recording quality, or if you have really good recording quality, that's great. Then I will listen to your stuff. And then if you are hip with the memes, and if you speak my young person lingo, then it's 12 times easier for me to talk to you. So there's that. 11. Would you ever consider meeting someone from GWA? Yeah. Someone, I would meet a couple friends who I've made. I wouldn't just meet a random person who PMs me out of the blue. But, yeah. There are some friends who I've made through GWA who I would definitely meet. 12. If someone were to write a script just for you, what would it look like? I think it'd be pretty consistent with my brand. It would be kind of goofy and probably an FRF. Like some kind of friends to lovers thing. Yeah. Probably. Endless Gin. Look at his stuff because, honestly, I'm impressed because a lot of the times when dudes write FRF, it's like their crazy lesbian fantasies that, like, it's like them, like the girls, like putting on a show, and it's like completely unrealistic. But Endless Gin, you write some cute shit, and I read it and I'm like, damn, this is so on brand for me. Yes. Maybe I guess that's another thing that I've learned about myself is that I have a very set comfort zone. And I'm not really interested in pushing those boundaries as a performer. Because I know I could. I know I could test that. But I just don't have any desire to. So yeah. I'm off topic now. But yeah. 13. Other than GWA, what is your favorite NSFW subreddit? I don't go anywhere else, really. I mean, I like Audible, but that's like basically still GWA. And bonus, moan for us, please. I was literally on the brink of moaning, but now I don't feel like it. Nah, this shit is over. I guess I don't get those bonus points. Boo-hoo. But thanks for listening. I hope you didn't find my voice too weird or anything. Because I don't know what's fucking going on. Okay, I'm gonna go now. Bye-bye.